here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Devin? Hello? Hello, Devin?
Yes.
Hi, Devin. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Not bad. Just driving.
Oh, okay. That's what was going on there. I lost you for a second, so I was kind of confused. My name's John. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing. She wanted me to apply a new in business credit. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
I mean, I've been through this, and I don't know. Like, how you guys get your leads or any of that doesn't really matter to me that much, but, you know, I don't know. I feel like, I get these calls so much, it's very hard to be comfortable with anything at all. I have somebody doing keyword now, and, you know, not much has changed at all. So I don't know. I'm open to discussion, but at the same time, like, I get these calls like multiple times a day of somebody who says they can move up my ranking on SEO, or I'm not this on Google, that on Google. I mean, it's all day, every day. So I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm not opposed to it. I don't need the whole sales pitch about it. I just want to know, like,
gotcha.
Is it something legitimate or not?
Yes. I mean, we've been in business since 2004. If you look up Local Splash, our company name, we're right next to Google here in Orange County, California. So Google Building 1 is right here in Irvine.
Yep.
So, I mean, we have an extensive track record. If you took a couple minutes just to Google who we are, what we do, we're a premier partner. So our role is Google Places placements. I know there is SEO out there, and obviously there's Google Ads and Google Guarantee as well. There's four different types of first page placement on Google. So when somebody's saying they were going to put you on the first page and do keywords, the next question would be, is it pay per lead? Is it pay per click? Is it Google Places? Or are you doing organic SEO? And I think
it sucks. It does suck. It's just a monthly subscription thing. They go in, I'm sure what they do is they go in and, like, update my wording and, you know.
Yeah, it's SEO.
Like,
I'm
still uploading pictures and stuff.
You should cancel, because Google, the only way you're going to get on the first page of Google is either you work with Google directly or a Google partner directly. SEO is like trying to do some kind of tactics, and I'm not saying none of the SEO companies work, but they don't have a direct relation with Google. They're just trying to do backlinking, meta tagging to get you on that first page. The highest ranking local SEO placement in your area for what you do is Home Advisor by Angie's List. And you're already paying those guys for the leads that they're getting from their local SEO efforts. So it doesn't make sense to pay for local SEO, because you're not going to outrank Home Advisor, and you're already on Home Advisor by Angie's buying leads from them. Right?
Yeah.
The reason we called you is because we have a Google Places placement. Those are the three guys that show up next to the map when you do the search.
Yep.
Yeah. And so here, you know, you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. It's a flat monthly rate, and the customers can call you directly off the first page. And the Google partners will only contact you when there's an opening in your industry and area. They're not something where it's like, oh, you could just go sign up for Google Places, or they shouldn't be calling you every day about it.
Yeah, it's definitely constant.
It's got to be an SEO
whole
company.
Package. They really flayed off their Google partner badge and all that stuff, but it's, yeah, you know, it was just them.
Really? What company is
they? Sold me the service.
What's their name?
They're called, They're called...
Is it Brand Rep?
Sorry. It's, sorry, I have a pounding headache. I'm trying to think. It's,
okay.
It's, dang it. I'll get it. It'll take me 2 seconds. I'll remember it. It's, damn it, I'm not remembering it. It'll come to me in just a second.
Local?
No, they're in California as well.
That's why I'm asking. So Brand Rep, yeah, Brand Rep, 411 Local.
No, it's...
Bad IQ.
Dang it. Nope.
Not Ad IQ.
For sure. No.
Huh.
And I did a bunch of research on it before doing it with them.
The Google partners are here in California, but the thing is the Google partners are all intertwined. So usually when you're working with one Google partner, you won't end up on our list to be called for first page placement if you're already working with somebody to be on the first page, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm curious as to, And then if this company is flaunting around a Google partner badge and isn't actually one of the partners, that's something we would definitely want to know about too.
Yeah, I went to make sure that I could actually click the link to the Google badge and stuff.
Yeah,
and at the time,
it took you to the google.com/partners program?
Yeah, and it gave me, like, the data, whatever it is that comes with it, the ranking.
The credentials? Yeah.
I'm pulling up my emails because I really want to know.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, too. How long have you been working with this company?
Most of this year, so...
Oh, Jesus. And you're not currently listed on the first page?
No, not at all. I mean, I can barely find us at all. Like, when I search, when I go to Facebook, I very rarely find anything out of it.
Yeah, I'll try to find your Google business profile.
It's literally the name on the tip of my freaking tongue.
I hate when that happens.
I was just talking to somebody about it. I can picture their logo.
I found your Google business profile. Did you complete your verification with them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, long time ago.
Okay.
But my website kind of sucks, so that doesn't help.
Well, I have guys on the first page and no website at all.
That's surprising.
Yeah, it's not actually a requirement. That's just something that they've been saying that since I first started working here, and we were just an SEO company. We became a Google partner in 2017. So before we were just doing SEO, and you needed to have a website, and the website had to have the keywords on it as a part of the backlinking. But nowadays, that's not even relevant anymore, at least not for Google Places placements. It's not. You could show up next to that map with no website at all, and we need it to run your ads, but you could run Google Guarantee also with no website, so... Really just depends on the kind of marketing you're doing, but that lets me know that they're just doing SEO if they're telling you they required the website. Mm-hmm.
I found them. It's called PageHub.
PageHub. Okay, yeah, I've heard of this company. They're definitely an SEO company.
Yeah, I've not been too pleased with it, but I just haven't had time to... I was looking for somebody...
Half a year is a long time.
Yeah. I mean, and I understand it takes some time. That's why I was...
Not that long.
...looking, but we, like, actively get reviews and actively post photos.
Yeah, you have 10 Google reviews on there. I don't really see too many photos. But
There should be, like, 60.
Oh, yeah, there's a See Photos tab here. Here we go. Okay, I got it. That's my fault. I actually didn't click on that section. It was just the map, and then there was like a pile of rocks that threw me off. No, but yeah, it kind of was blending in. But the PIN verification, I mean, once your PIN verified and the optimization's done, we quote all of our clients 30 to 45 days to see themselves up there and start getting maximum exposure. You're talking about six months.
Yeah, that's what they said too.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, you should have, well, that's a breach of their agreement though, you know? You don't get up there.
No,
I mean,
they told me, they told me 45 days to three months.
And still though, even 6 months is crazy. You said most of the year.
I think they just try to get this, from what I understand now, they just try to get the fee for the 3 months and then people cancel and they're fine with it.
Jesus. Well, you could always charge back through your bank.
Yeah, that's true.
I would do that.
I get so busy. I just haven't messed with it. But like I said, I was trying to find somebody local who I could actually talk to like do more of not just the SEO, but like some more marketing stuff and
marketing
build my website for me and separate my website so I can have multiple services with certain different websites and try to get the brand going, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely have the right idea from a marketing perspective. The logo's nice. I wouldn't say the website's that great. It's pretty simple, but you don't really need anything. You don't need anything crazy, though. I mean, you want the customers.
It's all stock photos.
Yeah,
it's like I built it, and then I just haven't had time to mess with it since. So, but I'd like to get it moved over to WordPress and have somebody actually like put it together for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could do that. What's this? Did you get this domain name through WordPress, or you got that through PageHub?
No, I bought the domain name myself.
Okay, good. So you own it.
Without
them.
Yeah. I have them as a manager on Google. That's it.
Okay, what about, like, are you doing any kind of Facebook marketing?
Yeah, it's limited. I run ads, but it doesn't get me too far. I do get some work through Facebook groups, but the ads don't really do a whole lot for me. I think it's just the, you know, sometimes I'll get some stuff, but it's like people in like other states and stuff. I don't know if I'm very good at that.
Yeah, I mean, we have Meta certified technicians in-house that handle Facebook. Facebook does a lot of like remarketing campaigns where if people looked up your services on a different platform and they happen to jump onto their social media, you'll pop up. And the pop-up ads are usually, like the remarketed ones, those are the ones that usually get clicks and calls. The regular ads are just kind of eh. You know, you got to catch people actively doing a search. Most people aren't proactively doing a search on Facebook for, you know, a service provider, you know. But the remarketing it takes their cookies from their computer. So it's like if they looked up something previously, then it'll remarket to them.
That's way better because I feel like they just calculate it based on your budget and then how many like views does the thing get, how many clicks and things, but it doesn't matter if it's somebody in like Tijuana, you know, it's still going to count. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should be able to geo-target it. That's why it's good, though, to have like a professional on it. Same thing, like, have you looked into doing Google Ads or Google Guarantee?
Yes, I did when we first kind of got going, and what I've been trying to do was build up a marketing budget. In order to put towards that kind of stuff.
Ads and guarantees.
Because next year, I want it to be, I really want to put a decent percentage into the marketing. And that's why I'm on Angie now.
Okay. Yeah, that's not the way to go, though, either. Those guys are just doing Google advertising and then reselling the leads they're getting off of it. So they're going to...
Yeah, I know. That part...
Those leads go to like five or six people, you know?
That part. But we'll see.
I want to just kind of do like an introductory thing with you to try to like get your foot in the door and just show and prove. I can understand you've already had some, I mean, two bad experiences, at least from what I've gathered from the conversation. I don't know if you want to do like Facebook starting out, but I can get your website, like we could remodel your website for you, and then I could situate your Google business profile and secure a Google Places placement rather than doing SEO. And I would be willing to do it at $199 and strictly month to month, but I want to leave the door open for Google Ads and Google Guarantee in the future, maybe like 2 or 3 months down the line, once we've kind of earned your trust and then got some of these expenses out of the way, you know, get PageHub out from under there. And I'm not telling you have to cancel that. I'm suggesting that because it's 6-7 months is too long, to not have anything.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the smart thing to do would be to keep using that.
But I agree, because understand. when I search, like for our main service, when it's like nicer outside, because I'm in Indiana, so there's a lot of cold.
Right.
During the main service part of the year, when I search that service, even just like per town, there's an old business that I had that is no longer in business, and that comes up way before my business that I have now.
The Google business profile. So you haven't even got rid of that Google business profile? It's still floating around?
Yep.
Is the number still active on it?
No, it's,
how weird.
It's because it was, my wife and I's business. And so I was just the manager on the page. So we left it just in case she wanted to start it back up that year, but didn't end up doing it.
Huh. And it's just floating around. Usually, I mean, the name, address, and phone number, if it's not valid or something changes, they usually will suspend a listing like that. If it's stagnant for a while, or they could see people are trying to call it, it's not going anywhere. Usually it gets suspended or removed.
Get suspended. Yes, I agree. And now, like with that business, I was able to use our address and verify it. But now they don't let me do that. Because I don't have a storefront, you have to be service.
Well, I mean, we could still like PIN verify the address, but you do have to clear up the discrepancies. So there's four major discrepancies, and it's name, address, phone number, and website. If there's any issues with either one of those, it's going to stop you from getting verified. Meaning, like, if the information doesn't match up. Yeah, if you have an old listing.
I had to take the address off.
I mean, that might be what's stopping PageHub. Yeah, I mean, that might have been what's stopping PageHub, and instead of PageHub knowing what's going on or telling you what's going on, they're just letting it run its course because you're not doing anything, so they're just charging you, you know, and you're not going to get anywhere. But 100%. If you have two listings floating out, the same phone number, the same address, you try to PIN verify them, they're going to either suspend it or remove it, or they're going to stop any new listings from being created because they look like duplicates. Until you can resolve those discrepancies, it's not going to show up or get recommended to a potential customer. They can't even verify what's what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Very odd. Yeah, that's very odd though, because usually even when you do that, not only do they stop the new listing, but they usually suspend the old one too. So that's what's kind of throwing me off, that there's an old one floating around.
Yeah, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, we could clear that.
Well,
the first thing that we do with every account is a name, address, and phone number and website, if the website's part of our service, cleanup. We usually charge a setup fee for that, but like I said, with you, I would want to just waive all setup fees, minimize the investment, and just kind of show and prove. Take it 30 days at a time, and then I have a feeling if, you know, I get you logged into the tracking system, I mean, you'll be happy just seeing yourself up there. You know, once I got you up there, you know, get some clients coming in, you know, we could definitely grow the company by doing Google Ads or Google Guarantee. And the reason I say we'd be growing it is just because these local listings, you're only going to cover up to like 30 miles at most, you know, and we give you up to 15 keywords, but really you have about 10 of them that are actually being searched regularly. The last five we're just scraping together to have something. So, you know, I would want to start as small as possible though, you know, just to kind of get your foot in the door, resolve your issues with PageHub, resolve the name, address, and phone number cleanup. Home Advisor by Angie's is not really conflictual with anything that we do here as a Google partner. So, I mean, if you want to continue to use that, that's at your own discretion. But, again, you know, I feel like once we have this up and running how it's supposed to, I don't see why you would keep paying for leads from a reseller. I guess it would be good to use
that would
in the
be
meantime
awesome. That would be awesome.
While we sort everything out. But
that's the only reason I did it, because most of our leads are straight referrals because of – or I'm posting on group pages on Facebook, like chatter pages and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's it, because I don't get any leads from Google. None.
Yeah. Well, you can't. I mean, if they can't verify the listing, and, you know, they're not really in a hurry to verify listings that aren't from a Google partner or doing an ad or a Google guarantee directly, right? Because they're not even getting paid from it in the first place.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that are just starting to start a business and want to create a Google business page, and they don't jump on those to do their verifications. They're just kind of like, hey, we'll get to you when we get to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll definitely accelerate that, get y'all cleared up, you know. We'll have to probably re-pin verify that address, and then I'll have to request access to that old Google business profile and get that removed, so that way it clears those discrepancies. But I don't want to really change anything with your current Google business profile, because there's 10 five-star reviews on there. Let me see what else. Website looks good. We can, I'll include the custom website design for you too.
Well, whatever I need to do with that is fine monetarily. Like, I'm not too worried about the money part. I just want somebody who I can, like, talk to and, like, actually work through things. Because I think a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I think you'd be a lot happier. We're very, like, our services are month to month, and we're very service oriented in that sense. Like, the reason Google has the partners in the first place is because a lot of people were doing or attempting to do Google advertising in some way or another, and then they would get stuck somewhere. Either they don't have the certification, or they get to a point of like, hey, I don't know what to do next. And then Google would just lose them as a customer altogether, because people would be like, okay, I don't know how to get past this point. For your example, even just getting verified, PageHub's having a problem, didn't even just talk to you to find out, you know, your old listing was floating around. But instead of losing you, Google's response is, hey, we have these partner companies that we're an SEO company just to begin with, but they basically strong-armed us into the partner program. It was become a Google partner and certify all your reps or shut down. But the benefit to the business owners is that now you have Google-certified people monitoring your campaign and making sure that it's working for you. And so obviously if it's working how it's supposed to and you see the right return, you usually don't have a problem using it each month. And so that's the benefit to working with a Google partner. You know, you don't have to hope or try to figure it out yourself. You know, you can go to sleep knowing, hey, okay, somebody's searching, I'm up there.
What's crazy is nobody's reached out to me about anything with them, with PageHub. Like, they don't reach out at all. So,
I
know that they probably do a lot. There's probably a lot of clients that they have, I imagine, but I know that a lot of them more than likely cancel. Every time I talk to somebody about SEO,
we're not going
to
care about your business more than you. You know what I mean? But we care about your business in the sense that we make it our business. You know what I mean? Not saying like, oh, we take your listing, but it's like the only way we're getting paid is if you're getting paid. Whereas other companies, you know, they're just kind of like, okay, set it and forget it. And I guess I could understand that if they thought that you were up there, or maybe they got you up there through an SEO tactic one day, and then so they just left it like that, and then maybe an update happened or a discrepancy popped up, and that didn't get cleared, and then now you're not up there anymore, and they're still getting billed every month. You know, that could happen, but, you know, I mean, not addressing it, though, is kind of the issue. You still don't. What were they charging you?
It's like, whoa, this guy about hit me. It was the same thing, sort of $199 at first, and then it went up to like $265 or something, which I didn't feel too bad about, because I feel like even in the $200, $300 range is not very expensive for
Yeah, for what we do. So for what I'm offering to do is strictly focus on just your Google business profile and your website. That's it. Those are those two things. And that's just the bare minimum, right? We do also have campaigns that have Google ads with them, and we also have campaigns that have Facebook ads with it. We do also do Google Guarantee as well. We do all of Google's products here. But I don't think that's really necessary unless you're saying you want to cover more than 30 miles. You know what I mean? Like if you say, hey, I want a 50-mile radius, at that point, then I would say, okay, let's combine this local listing with the ads, because the local listing you don't get charged per click for. So it's like, okay, I could do this local listing at $199. I know for this 30 miles, you're not getting charged per click, so that 30 miles is covered with that $199. The other 20-mile radius around that 30 that you want to cover to get your grand total of 50, that's where we're going to be running your ads and only exhausting your click spend, right? So you have to geo-target it and get in there and kind of cookie-cutter it and customize it. But that's how you get the most bang for your buck. At that point, you're spending $4.99 per month, but now you're on the first page twice if you're having a bolt run
locally.
Yeah,
that's much different.
Yeah, it's a different ball game. So I also, you know what I mean, most guys, I don't know their financial situation. A lot of these people that I first start working with are like new companies, and we're just building their Google business profile for them. Whereas you've been going 7-8 months with another company. So it might be time to advance, but that's really at your own discretion, you know. I think regardless though, you should definitely clear up the discrepancies and get your Google listing cleared and on that first page. Make it visible. You know, there's no point in paying every single month to that other company if that's not what you're getting. There's nothing else that they could provide to you that's of value.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
Regardless of what they say, you know, oh, we've been working on it, oh, we did this, you know, it's like, at the end of the day, me as a business owner, I need to show on the first page in front of my customers so I could get calls and make money. Otherwise, there's no point in spending that money.
Yeah, at this point, with how many companies there are, especially in a market like mine where it's dense, like, nobody goes down to the second page or, you know what I mean? Nobody goes that far. There's so many companies, like, nobody's ever going to get past the first, like,
it's 90%. Few. Yeah, it's 90%. And that's for all industries combined. 90% of searches start and stop on page one, not usually going to page two or page three, so... If that's something you want to do, though, I mean, you just have to get access to the domain for the site. If you're comfortable with that, then they'll go in there and we'll redo the site for you. That's fully customized my site that we'd offer. So you have unlimited amount of pages and content that could be made from our graphic design team here. You could have a whole page for each individual service that you provide. And then
so how does that work with my Wix?
Yeah, it's Wix compatible. It's Wix compatible, Google compatible, and GoDaddy compatible. So any of the domains that you brought them for, you just give our client interview technician, they'll ask for the credentials. So they'll get access to it, and then they'll go in there and make the modifications. Now, the modifications, I mean, we do everything with your input. It's not like we just, you know, go ahead and build a site, and that's what you get, you know. It's a customized or a customized market – website design, excuse me. So, you know, we're going to pick your brain. You know, what color scheme do you want? The logo, you want this. They'll have examples of other sites, too, to kind of help get a head start on the foundation of it. But the hosting is a part of the service, too. So if you do start out with just that $199 campaign, you know, as long as you're with us, you know, everything that has to do with your Google business profile and your website, we'll be able to help you with. So any changes you want to make to the site, changes to the Google business profile, any updates, that's all part of the service.
Well, I think that's, to be honest, I don't think it's going to hurt me to, if I'm already paying the money somewhere, to just pay it in a different place and then see what happens.
Yeah, I didn't want it to be a conversation about spending more money. That's the only reason why I was asking you what you were paying them, is I wanted it to either be equal to or less. But still, you know, get you exactly what you need. And then, you know, from there would be a starting point to grow. It's easier to have a conversation with you about spending more or doing a bigger campaign if I have months of data on this local listing and we have a general idea on where to go. You know, you don't want to just throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah, it's very hard for me to, you know, I'm just automatically defensive when I get the phone call. So
I could tell.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I could tell. Yeah, and that's why I would take that approach. And it would be fully month to month. We send you everything in writing, too, so you'll have a full outline of the agreement. And then I'm also going to send the Google verification form while I have you on the phone now. And then you fill out that form. It'll ask you for, like, license, insurance, all your important documents. You send that in. That goes straight over to Google, and then we'll be able to clear up the Google business profile. They say allow, like, 5 to 7 days for us to clear that and for you to see all the discrepancies removed. So you want to go give it a shot at $199 month to month?
Sorry, I'm trying to GPS.
Oh, you're good.
Give me 1 second here.
Take your time. Yeah, we're cutting out a little. Yeah, you guys would be eligible for Google Guarantee too, Devin. I'm not going to recommend that right now, but I think that might be the next step. Have you heard of the Google Guarantee campaign before?
Yeah, I looked into it a few months ago. I don't know a whole ton about it. But, yeah, I've had.
It's pretty easy. It's pay per lead. So it's kind of like Home Advisor, except for the leads are exclusive. Like, they hand you, they pre-screen the lead for you, one of our reps, and then they'll hand you the call, like, with the person on the line. And then you don't get charged unless you actually agree to go out and meet with them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a lot better than Home Advisor by Angie's. Like, if you could do anything with that, then you're already, like, you've been through marketing boot camp with those leads.
Yeah, I was never a fan of Angie or Home Advisor, and I just recently started doing it just to see if it could help a little bit because it's a cold month.
Yeah, I mean, they only have you focusing on insulation right now.
Yeah, the leads don't even turn on until the 8th or 9th. Like, I literally just started
it. Well, that's good, though, too, because I have people tell me all the time, like, I wish you would have called me before. You know, it's like, okay. It's better to do that, because the problem with paper leads, like I said, you know, they're going to 3 or 4 other people, and then you might need to buy, like, 2 or 3 of them. So people go, okay, like $50, I'll get a lead, no big deal. That sounds good. You know, 50, if I make 500 or 1,000, it's a good return. I don't blame them, but most of the time you're going to have to spend like 100, 200. You have to buy like 2 to 4 of those leads because they're going to a couple other people. So, you know, then you got your overhead, then you got to go out to the job. You know, by the time you actually do the math on each one of them, having Home Advisor is going to eat like half of it.
Yeah.
So it's always better to just be listed independently, let people call you directly. Obviously, you know that. That's why you went with PageHub. Just PageHub's PageHub. No, but I was saying, like, if we could do, I think this it cut out when I was asking you for the agreement there. But I was saying, if I could do it at $199 month to month, take care of the website, and then clear all the discrepancies on your local listing for you, I mean, that's something you could see a value in giving a shot?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to navigate. It's dark.
I could tell.
Where I'm at.
Yeah, I could tell you like a little sidetrack. Well, I already have most of your information. Let me just work on this while you drive, and then let me know when you're ready. I have most of it, though. I have your website. I don't have the old address, actually. Or, well, it's the same address, the 4609 Buena Vista Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me see if I have anything else that pops up for Google Business Profile. You said that old profile. What was the name of that old business that had this address?
Thrive Ecoscapes.
Thrive Ecoscapes. Okay. Let's see. Oh, yep, found it. Yep, that's it. Is that you guys in the photo, or is that just a generic photo?
No, that's me and my wife.
Okay. Me and you got the same haircut. This is a no cut. All right.
Yeah.
Like right around the time my first son was born, my hair just started falling out. No coincidence, huh?
Yeah, mine doesn't grow anymore very well.
Oh, I know. If I let it go more than a week without buzzing it down, I got the grandpa bowl cut going in the background. And I'm only 31, so. Okay. Yeah, I gotta definitely, there's only 3 reviews on this, and it's got that, 1077 number on there. If I have to verify, Homeward Environmental LLC with that address, so that means that this Thrive Ecoscapes is gonna have to disappear.
Yeah.
That's okay? You're definitely okay with that?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. It's got a lot of good photos of you guys on there, though. All right. So let's just get rid of this. Okay. So it's just the address. The name, phone number's fine. The website for that was also different. It's a completely different domain. Okay, and that domain name's actually no longer valid either. Alright. Do you have access to the Google Business Profile for Homeward Environmental LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a way to add us as manager, and when you add us as manager, it's going to kick PageHub out of there. So at that point, there's really no point to be with PageHub any longer, because they wouldn't even have access to it, or you only have one manager at a time.
Yeah, I would like, I want to cancel them. So where I'm at right now is I just.
But you still have to call them, is where I'm getting at. Oh, yeah. Okay. Take your time. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm going to call them and cancel that. However, I'm not going to be able to give you my card while I'm sitting here driving and know that you're going to ask for it. So I'm telling you that right now. But I do want to do this. So, I guess it falls in your court there. I'm sure you're going to want to close this.
Yeah, but I still have, like, paperwork, you know? Like, I can't just go, oh, yeah, here's the card, and then process it. I have to make sure that there's no discrepancies in here. So, I mean, unless you're telling me you're driving for the next, like, 30 minutes.
I've got an hour and a half.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
And it's 6:15
here. Yeah. It's 3:15 here in California. All right. Well, I have phone number. What's your last name, Devin?
Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Okay. And then the business email address?
Is drogers@homeward.pro.
And then I already have site. Okay. And then what's a good time to do a client interview tomorrow?
I am available. Let me think here. I've got a 9 a.m. and then – so I would be available at noon or any time after noon my time. And if you have a specific time, I can schedule it so that way I'm prepared.
Yeah, so what I was thinking I'd do, I can send you a calendar invitation. I was going to schedule it between 1 and 2 tomorrow, but you were saying afternoon?
Yeah, that would be fine.
You want to do 1 to 2, or do you want to do, like, 5 to 6?
No, 1 to 2 is perfect.
Okay.
That's
I'm
going
to send you a calendar invite to your email, and then I'll text you 1 hour before just to give you like a heads up. It'll be like an automated text.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and call Paytub in the morning and just try to get out and just cancel that.
Yeah, because by the time we do this client interview and we get access to that Google Business profile, they literally won't be able to access it or do anything for your business moving forward. So what you want to do is make sure that you cancel them and just, you know, if they try to give you any kind of spiel, you can always just tell them, hey, like, I've already moved forward with somebody else, so if you don't cancel it, I'm going to cancel it through the bank. But I would even see if you can charge back, you know, through your bank. I think it might be better to go through your bank than to go through PayChub and kind of explain to them the situation. Yeah, because if they can, if you could charge it back to your bank. Yeah, I mean, they'll try. They'll try to go, hey, I did this, this, and this. But, I mean, they, you know, the stuff that they've done from what I could see would take us all of, like, you know, I could have done most of what they've done on this phone call, what they've done for you in the last 7 months. You know what I mean? So
that's
it's not fair. Like they can.
That
yeah, there's nothing, like, clearing up your discrepancies should have been, like, the first thing that they've done. They should have let you know before they got your card and sold you that you needed to clear the discrepancies with the old address, you know? And the fact that they haven't even gone over that, you know, that lets me know that you've never been fully Google verified, which, I mean, even from an SEO perspective, you're not going to get on the first page without it. So they basically have just been billing you for nothing.
Yeah, I didn't know that because I was told that it didn't matter even if it was service-based. A lot of them are service-based nowadays is what they said.
Yeah, you still have to get PIN verified, though. Like, even if you're service-based, it doesn't mean you don't have to have a verified address. What we do is we still send the PIN out, and then if you're working from home, we can have your address hidden. Since you're service-based, you're going to the customer, they're not coming to you. But that doesn't mean that we don't have to verify your address. You have to verify an address, even if it's a residence.
Yeah. When I tried to put the – originally I had the address on there, and I was going to hide it, and then Google wouldn't verify my listing at all because
– That's because of the other listing, though. That's not because of that.
Well, they also said – I tried to make the video and stuff a bunch of times, and they said that because I didn't have storefront, like with a sign and stuff, that I couldn't have the address.
Yeah, I mean, I have guys, so like I just sent you the Google verification form. It's in your text right there. I've had guys where they send like a picture of the workplace, and it's like a workbench, you know, like he's got a bandsaw in his garage, and he's like takes a picture of that and sends it in. Sometimes they accept it, sometimes they don't. If Google doesn't accept it, though, I mean, we're a Google partner. We just verify you over the phone. Like we literally get a three-way call with the Google headquarters across the street, and we'll verify your listing over the phone, and we let them know that we're running a Google Places placement for you. They'll push it through right then and there. So we don't have any clients that don't get verified because they need to get verified in order to get their placement and actually get on the first page. You know what I mean?
Well,
the SEO companies, it's a different issue. Whether you get verified or not, they don't care. If you're still paying, they're like, whatever. But I'm pretty sure if you stop paying, all of a sudden you're going to start getting calls from PayChub again. Right? So they're not doing anything until it's like, oh, you have to do something or you're not getting my money. You know, that's not.
That makes sense because they have no, it doesn't matter to them if it's verified or not. And they don't, have any like real contact or real connection with Google, I'm sure. So there's, because very few people.
I know where they are, though. They're not far. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with Southern California, but they're literally in the same county. Like, they're in Costa Mesa. And then we have. Oh, no way. I lived in Costa Mesa for a while, actually. On the other side of Newport Boulevard. Yeah.
Yep.
Right next to the freeway. But yeah, I live in Newport now. I'm a Huntington Beach native myself, so I grew up in Huntington Beach. But yeah, they're in Costa Mesa. You know, we're borderline like Newport Irvine. It's literally like Jamboree Road is right next to where the Google Building 1 is now. It used to be up in Mountain View, California, kind of like central. But now it's over here in OC. So yeah, I mean, they are close, and it's kind of weird how close proximity they are, but, I just don't understand. Like, I don't think they're a bad company necessarily, Devin. It's just because their review, 3.4 isn't that great out of 330. And they may have like the original Google partnership, but I think it's just your particular listing, they've just neglected you. You know, they're not really taking care of you. And I think that's just maybe, I don't know. I mean, I can't vouch for them because I don't know why they've let you kind of fall through their cracks. But I don't know if it's a communication issue or what's going on there. But 7 months with this minimal results is just not really acceptable from our standards.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Do you not, like, ever communicate with them? You just leave it like that? Have you ever, like, aside from today, I know there's an urgency, you know, today to reach out to them, but have you talked to them, like, this month yet? Or last month?
I spoke to them maybe, like, 45 or so days ago.
That's crazy.
Out,
yeah. That's not good.
Onboarded and that didn't really get anywhere.
Client onboarding, you said, 45 days ago?
Yeah, it was like, it's the person that they told me was our, like, account person. But, yeah, I reached out through email, and I called, and we didn't really, they just said to post more pictures, and that...
well, what are you paying them for? Go post this yourself. Yeah.
They said I need to update my website and post more pictures.
Oh, so your website's was through somebody else though, or you did that yourself, right? That wasn't through PageHub?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not through them. I did it myself with Wix.
Yeah, but I mean, they should have offered you the hosting at least, you know? I mean, even Google tells us to, like, you know, if they already have their own site, still offer them hosting so that way, like, we can get access to the site. Because sometimes if there's, like, a discrepancy on your site or all of a sudden in your, you know, God forbid, you know, your site's, like, showing some kind of adult content all of a sudden, you know, they still want us to be able to go in there and, like, modify the site or fix it, you know what I mean? Without having to, try to call you and then have you call your website guy and go jump through all these loops and every single one of your customers is seeing some rainbow site.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's way better than, it makes sense because it has you, it's all kind of wrapped together and connected.
Rather than you don't have 100 phone numbers and 100 bills floating around, you know?
Yeah, I do agree with that for sure.
It's crazy. So I'm surprised they didn't even just offer that to you. They didn't clear up your address. They didn't do anything with your website. So basically all they have to show is like a Google business profile, but the Google business profile is not even verified. Like, it's not going to make you any money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm getting all worked up. It's just like, yeah, it's just frustrating to me. Like, I don't understand why they just billed you for 7 months, and it's like,
I figured having I thought that having the Google page live was that I was verified, but I see what you're saying without the Google pin or without
the
pin.
No, yeah, you can. I can create a Google business profile right now and have it showing, You know what I mean? It just won't be Google verified. And then in order to get on the map, you have to be Google verified. In order to get any listing, even if it's SEO, on the first page, you have to be Google verified. So it's like, you can have a listing and people, you know, Homeward Environmental LLC right now, but nobody's going to find you for any of the services you provide. Yeah.
Yeah. They would have to search for.
Yeah. Like, that's the only way I could find the Google business profile they created, as I'm looking up your actual business name, and then it's coming up for that, you know?
I got your text messages. Is there?
Yeah, so that's the form for Google verification that you fill out.
Okay.
Yep. And then right at the bottom, it lets you know, like, hey, submit all of this as much as you can. And then, you know, as long as you're okay with it, you just check that box and say, hey, I'm okay with the third party verification. And then, you know, if you're missing anything, we literally just get on a 3-way call and we'll verify the listing over the phone. And then we'll do all the optimization for the Google Places placement. So that way you're listed in the right areas for the right keywords. And, you know, like I said, 30 to 45 days, you'll see max results. A lot of our guys are seeing themselves on the first page earlier than 30 days. We say 30 to 45 just to kind of under promise and over deliver. You know, we get you up there sooner. Nobody's mad about that, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I got your email too, like the stuff that you...
Which one?
Like the local slash. Get your
Oh, yeah. That's what I was talking about. There's a link in there where it says like url.localsplash.com/Google.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, there you go. And then when you click on that, super easy to fill out. Like, even for the pictures, you just add the file and upload them. Take them with your smartphone.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then the bottom, you know, sometimes Google can't verify you because they don't have enough information in these cases. The only remaining option is a live video call with the Google representative. Would you be open to this? You check the box, yes, and we three-way it. So we get them on the line, we're on the line, and then we just verify you over the phone. And once you're verified, you're good. You don't ever have to go through that process again unless you relocate to another area or, you know, change your phone number, change the business name, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you can do tonight?
What, fill out this form?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Usually it takes our guys like 2 to 3 days on average to fill it out, so... Like, I have client interview. It's scheduled for tomorrow between 1 and 2. You could fill that out in the meantime, and then we'll do the client interview. And then what else is it? The PIN verification. I'm going to have to re-PIN verify you because of that old listing. So the PIN verification takes 5 to 7 days to get in the mail.
Okay.
Okay. It's a little postcard. You've seen it before, right?
Yeah.
You never got one?
Yeah,
I think you got it for the old listing before.
Yeah, but not this
one. Not the new one, yeah, because the old listing was showing as it was verified at one point. But we're going to expunge that one. Okay. So, yeah, that takes 5 to 7. And then I'll hide your street address, though, so you'll still get verified, but when you see your listing, it'll just say, you know, business name, phone number, link to the website, and then Indianapolis. 46228, but it won't have the actual like street address there with turn by turn directions.
Awesome. That sounds way. I didn't even realize that I needed it. That's pretty. Yeah.
It sounds more complicated than it is. Most of the stuff I've already been doing while we're on the phone. I'm just kind of just buying you time that you can get to a safe place. Right, and then you should have that invitation there for the client interview tomorrow.
Let's see here.
And
yep.
That one should be coming from a Jazwan Hill.
I just clicked the yes on it.
Okay, perfect. So that means client interview has that. That client interview tech has that. So you're good there. All right, submit. Submit. All right, and then last thing we got to do, Devin, is secure your first month's payment of the $199, and then we're good to go until the client interview tomorrow at 1. And your primary focus, you say you want to do excavation and grading, right? Like, I noticed Home Advisors got you listed for, like, insulation, but I'm looking at the Google Analytics and, like, and then the return on investment from that. I mean, you don't want to be excluded from excavation opportunities, right?
No, yeah. We,
I know,
we
the,
want to
I know the weather sucks, right? But you don't want to, like, not – okay, I got you. We have excavation and grading as, like, primary – but for some reason, your other online listings, like with Home Advisor and Angie's, it's excluding that right now. Did you do that on purpose just because of the season? Or?
Yeah. No, well, it's because we haven't set it up all the way yet. I have a call with on Friday to finalize that stuff.
Okay.
They
well,
just did that
I mean,
just to get me on there.
Yeah, I think once we clear up these discrepancies and get you going, I don't think you're going to want a pay-per-lead. But that's up to you. You know, you can still use them. That's not – yeah, it doesn't conflict. Especially, like, if you get to a point where you're running Google Ads, the more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to get. So what I'm saying is we could evaluate it like this for the next couple months. The beauty of this first payment is this is a write-off here, 30 days, for your 2023 stuff. Clear all these discrepancies, get it going, and then, you know, maybe a couple months down the line we can grow into doing something bigger. But I'm just getting a I'm getting a message from our customer service.
I'm ready whenever you're ready.
Okay, sorry, one second. I have a client who please call me 45. What is that? In 12 minutes? Okay. All right, give me one second. Let me just message him back. Okay. All right, sorry about that. Okay, let me go to your billing. Okay, we're going to do $199 local with the website, and then you'll give us access to the Google business and the site. Already has his own domain. Let's waive setup fees. Okay, Devin, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it's $5199.
5199.
0600.
0600.
0503.
0503.
3554.
3554. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Is 926.
926. Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back.
Is 973.
973. All right. Okay. Just approve this, and then it'll send you the outline of the agreement in writing, too, so that we have it documented. And then this pricing structure is locked in, so you'll stay at $199 unless you call in and add, like, Google Ads or Google Guarantee later. Then there's no other charges, no other lead fees, click fees, call fees, or anything like that. The hosting for the site's included. Okay. I just want to make sure I disclose that with you. Okay. All right. Submit. Okay. PIN verification is on the way. Let me get the receipt to you. I was not anticipating the old listing, but if it gets you squared away and gets us moving in the right direction, I think this will put us in position to work together long term. And that's really what we're after. We want somebody that we can grow with and work with for a long time, not a, you know, we get these guys, I'll try it out. You know, I'm like, look, man, I want to build your site and do all this work and then have you, you know, disappear. Okay. All right, so you should receive a text here and an email.
Yep.
There it is. Okay, and there's an outline of the agreement there in writing. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and then the cancellation. You can cancel at any time. It's a pure...